It's Marketplace Tech for Tuesday, the 23rd. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The fact that there are hackers lurking is no surprise. But what about news? 185 million phones might be vulnerable to thieves who want to steal your data. They won't say which ones, but European researchers say some apps on Android smartphones leave passwords, bank accounts, credit cards, and other sensitive info vulnerable to theft. 8% of apps downloaded by the researchers from the official Google Play Store were found to have security flaws. The warning was contained in a paper submitted to a computer security conference. Chester Wisniewski is a computer security advisor at Sophos, who helps us understand what the researchers found.
The way this would work is primarily for people who use their mobile devices from open Wi-Fi access points. And so we'll use the free Wi-Fi at Starbucks or our hotel or the airport. That allows someone to perform what's called a man-in-the-middle attack. In essence, they can pretend to be the free Wi-Fi you're using and get you to send all your information to them, and then they relay it on to the actual destination. So it allows an attacker to sit in the middle, pretend to be the bank, and just basically be a proxy.
And how do you fight this? Wisniewski says there tends to be more protection when you use an internet browser as compared to clicking on an app.
Maybe just not using banking apps, but just using your bank's website might be a safer approach.
Researchers don't want to tip off hackers by naming the actual vulnerable apps. Hacking the future when we check ways technology changes society. Today it's the Dutch industrial designer who's come up with a new way to deal with unexploded landmines. 29-year-old Masoud Hassani was born in Afghanistan, a country with an estimated 10 million landmines hidden who knows where. Inspired by a kid's toy made out of a spindle of paper, Hassani has come up with a 6-foot-tall, ball-shaped device that rolls around haphazardly, powered by the wind. It's got bamboo legs and frisbee-shaped feet, and if it happens to roll over a landmine...
Just like if somebody's walking on a landmine, there will be an explosion. It will blow up.
It'll also send a location marker via GPS. The unit's cheap enough to be expendable after a few explosions. Hassani graduated from the Design Academy Eindhoven in the Netherlands last year, where he first put his rolling minesweeper on exhibit next to the nice chairs and tables his fellow students were creating. He's shown his invention to the Dutch military, but they weren't that into it, suggesting...
But it's not a really a military device.
And money to perfect the thing was not forthcoming. So far, Hassani's paid for prototypes with money he's earned on some other products that he's designed. There's a kind of football pool going on to guess how much Apple will charge for its new gadget announced today, the one that supposedly is going to look like an iPad that's been shrunk in the wash. The big iPad starts at $399, so it's got to be less than that. Tomorrow on Marketplace Tech, we answer the top 5 questions about the new Apple device. Tweet your questions to us at Marketplace Tech. And before we go, you can now control individual light bulbs in your house through a remote app on your phone. The GreenWave reality-connected lighting solution wirelessly communicates with individual LED light bulbs for energy efficiency and security. And pranks. A reviewer for Gizmodo couldn't help but gaslight his girlfriend with the system. Remember, gaslight is a verb to subtly manipulate things like LED light bulbs so your victim thinks they're going crazy, from the Ingrid Bergman movie of the same name. Messing with somebody's lighting from afar is reprehensible behavior, but oddly tempting. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.